my brother.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man?
All right?
Doing well. We're building snowmen.
That's what you said. I know. It's 81 here, so I'll take the Sandman. How about that? We'll do that.
I like that. Yeah.
No snow for me. We usually when we have a special guest on, we cut our monologue pretty short because nobody wants to hear us.
Let's get into it. I'm excited. Exactly. I'm excited.
One of our followers who we're lucky to have follow us is a celebrity trainer. He's been in the fitness industry since the 70s. This man is no stranger to keeping himself fit. He has a wonderful podcast. We'll put all that information up there in a minute. But we reached out to him and asked if he would come on. And not only did he say yes, but it was just almost as quickly as I could ever expect. So without further ado, let's just bring on Mike Torsha.
Thank you.
Mike, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing beautiful, man. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. Thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Let me put up here where people could find you. You have your Instagram with @MikeTorsha and your YouTube channel with your podcast, Operation Fitness, which I'll put that again on later on in the show before we end it up. The most recent episode with Mr. Frank Stallone there was a good one that I just finished watching the other day.
Yeah.
But
it was really good.
When we had that interview, it's just like when Frank and I go out to lunch at dinner. that's what the conversations are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I tell people with Rick and I on this show. They're like, what do you guys talk about? I said, to be honest with you, it's like him and I are sitting at the sports bar, just having a drink and chatting.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a fireside chat. We just talk about life. I mean, every time we go out, Frank's telling me what he's doing. I tell him what I'm doing. And then we start talking about all the crazy shit that's going on in the world or funny things that went on during the week, because sometimes, he keeps busy, so I hadn't seen him all week. So it was just like we're sitting on the couch and chatting one brother to another. And Frank has a very charismatic personality, the way he delivers his stories. Because he's a storyteller. I mean, when you see Frank perform, when he did Hard Rock just a few months ago, when anywhere he performs, he's a storyteller. He kind of talks about what's going on in his life and the kind of the reality show and what's going on with his brother and his whole crazy family. And then he talks about what he thought about when he wrote the song that he's about to sing. So people relate to him. So it's not just where he does one set after another set of songs. Yeah. He actually gives you a kind of preview of like what he was thinking when he was sitting down to write that actual song, which to me makes it more special when you listen to his performance, because you then go, wow, then you really connect. So when Frank and I talk,
he's very down to earth person that you could just sit down and just drink a beer with and shoot the shit.
That's it. But so, what's so funny was I said, Frank, listen, you got George Clooney, $1 billion with that tequila, and then you got Jessica Alba, $1 billion in, and Ryan Reynolds, but this wireless thing and all this other company, the soccer team, he's worth over $1 billion. Kardashians, billions. You guys got to do products. You, your brother, the kids, come on. So then I introduced him to this company that actually does products like the bourbon that he's doing.
Yeah.
He's doing his high protein snacks, the Stallone meat rockets. Fly's doing a frozen pizza. The girls are doing some other stuff. I said, there you go. Now the Stallones are going to make the bees, not the small change, because I think of them as my family. Sly's family, Jennifer, the girls are all beautiful. I love them all. I said, man, the Italians, we got to get up there. We got to make some serious money. Then I connected him with this group, and now he's got the thing on Friday down in Florida, which I know you guys are going to, right?
Yeah, I'll be going up there. Unfortunately, Rick can't make it. I'll be going up there to see him and check out and buy the bourbon as well.
Yeah, I got to taste something. I don't drink much, but once in a while I have a taste. I have to taste them. It's the best tasting, highest quality bourbon I ever. It's got a really good kick.
Nice.
And I know that Frank spent a long time trying all these different little changes of flavor, because the way it's aged and the barrel it's in changes the flavor of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to tell you something, man. he nailed it spot on. This first batch, magnificent. I know he's going to do a few different flavors, but it's refreshing, you know, in the palate.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know he's got probably so many other things he wants to do now, but this is just one of many things you can expect from the Stallone.
That's
and they say at the end, take a Stallone home.
Yeah, I saw the tag. I saw that tagline. That was great.
We all want to. We all want to.
Yeah, well, Frank's the best too. You know, he's just a solid friend for so many years. So it's a pleasure just knowing him and having him in my life. And he feels the same way too, because we think a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you went out to LA in the 70s, that's when you met Frank?
Yeah, because I was a champion bodybuilder and I was there and as a young guy.
Speaking of champion bodybuilder, let's pop this up real quick.
Yeah, that's when I was a teenager.
Teenager. Look at that. Yeah.
But, you know, I love the life of being physically fit and living a quality life. So I've maintained it. People are like, hey, Mike, why are you always ripped? I go, why not? It's not like I'm depriving my body. I eat pasta a couple times a week.
Sure.
I eat steak probably 5 days a week, baked potatoes, rice, whatever. You know, I'm just not a sweets guy. You know, I'm not into that.
Except I don't want to interrupt you now, Mike, except for that birthday cheesecake.
Yeah, but I re-engineered it so it's high protein, low carb, full of vitamin fortified. So it's not really like we're eating a guilty dessert because I make it like a healthy dessert. So I love cooking.
That's the both worlds.
I do. But I did it because my clients enjoy desserts and they want to be able to have a dessert. They don't have to go.
Sure.
They say, oh my God, I'm going to have to get on the trip tomorrow for like an hour. And they feel all that guilt. So I created these recipes. I actually did it first for Roseanne Barr. I did my New York style cheesecake, which was my grandmother's recipe, and then her chocolate fudge brownie cake, which I gave to her. She absolutely loved. She goes, do you mean I could eat this? I said, you can eat the whole damn cake. Actually, she ate the whole damn cake with a pot of coffee in front of me on her birthday. But I do things for fun. But bottom line is I just love feeling good, waking up in the morning. I have no clock.
Sure.
I wake up 7 o'clock every morning. I go to bed 12 o'clock.
Wow. Okay.
I have 7 hours. I have deep sleep. I love it. I lay down. I fall right to sleep. But right. I'm like a fine-tuned machine. A lot of people toss and turn or they fall asleep. And in the middle of the night, they keep waking up. Not me. I'm out. That's because I'm a fine-tuned machine. I have my eating habits. I handle stress very well. If something, you know, bothers me, I don't let it bother me. I distract myself. I go have fun. I have my pit bulls. I go run at the park. You know, I jump on my Ducati motorcycle. I drive up to Malibu, get some lunch. I have my outlets. So I have a formula for my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at your webpage there, it looks like you have quite a few things to offer. And I was saying to Tony earlier, I'm like, when does this guy sleep? I mean, because you offer not only with your health and fitness, but your walk-on roles, you have stuff for pets, you have Rebel Films, holistic health, you know, real estate, transportation, dream experiences, crisis management, and award show access. When do you sleep?
Well, that's because my father said, you know, you got to have your machine. So I was a celebrity trainer, but I was a trainer. Like when I first came out here, I was just training people. Then I went to Beverly Hills Hotel, Hotel Bel Air, and all these other hotels. And I started being the concierge of health for them. That's how it first started. But then what happened was so many people were requesting for me at the same time. I then said, let me recruit people that do what I do. And that's when I created the Operation Fitness, and then I created the elite version of it, which is Beverly Hills Concierge Service.
Yeah.
So that's where the private jets and the dream experiences and all these wonderful things that my team arranges. But it first started as me just being that trainer. And I, like when I first started, I remember the Hotel Bel Air when I was 20 years old, you know. I went in there and I told the general manager, you know, you got the finest gym in the world, but you don't have anybody showing them how to use the equipment. So the equipment is useless if they don't know how to use it properly. He goes, you have a point there. I said, how about I just come in by appointment only? You could let the guests know that you have a top expert that'll show them how to properly use equipment and get the most out of it. I mean, you have the finest chefs, you have the finest waiters and bartenders and so on and valet, but why wouldn't you have the finest trainer available? And he goes, you have a point. And sure enough, I started working with this royal princess, and then I helped her lose all this weight, and then she referred all these other royals, and then, I mean, every major star and lord and princess and sheikh and you name it, we'd go to the Hotel Bel Air. Then they said, Michael, we need you to get to the Beverly Hills Hotel because we have so many guests that want your services and your team of people. So then I started doing more things like horseback riding, surfing in Malibu, hiking. But in the beginning, when they would book a hike, I'd show up in my hiking gear. They go, oh, you do hikes? I go, yeah. Then the next day they wanted a tennis pro. I show up my tennis clothes. You go, oh, you're a pro today. Then they book, you know, for a basketball run, and I have my beach gear. They go, you know, so every day when I show up, they go, who are you today? You know, I was the trainer, the surfing guy, you know, the golf guy, the tennis guy. I just changed my outfit. So they kind of liked it because they said, well, this is great. So basically I said, you know what? I can't be doing all this stuff. I don't have enough of me to go around.
Yeah.
And that's when I created my business. But my father was a plumber, electrician, a carpenter, and a mason. And he taught me all those things and a landscaper. And he plowed snow in the winter. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my father said, you can wear a few different hats. It's okay. As long as it points in the same direction, which that's what I did. So now I have on-demand medical. I have private jets. I have the finest security. If you want to go to the Academy Awards show or a Vanity Fair party, I can get you an invitation. So I arrange people to meet the Pope, or I arrange for people to get married at the Vatican, or if they want to have an experience like a James, reenact an experience of being in a James Bond movie. We'll do the helicopter chase, oh, wow, the ballroom scene. So we do reenactments. So I had one woman, it was her 60th birthday. Her husband calls me on a Thursday. He goes, listen, Saturday is my wife's birthday. It's a very special birthday. She's turning 60. I want to do something special. So I said, I'm going to ask you 10 questions. After that, I'm going to just need about 20 minutes. I'm going to put something together. So I call him back. I said, I got something really great for you. On Saturday, I've arranged to rent out Madison Square Garden. I've hired Gloria Estefan, which I'm flying by private jet from Miami to come up, to do karaoke with all her girlfriends at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my God.
Then they're going to have dinner at the finest Greek seafood restaurant because she was Greek. And then the next day, that Sunday, she's going to have breakfast at Tiffany's with her daughter to see all the beautiful custom jewelry that you just don't see if you walk in the store. And that's because her favorite movie was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, wow.
He said, Mike, thank you. My wife said it was the finest birthday she ever had. The whole weekend, it's beautiful. So that I did that within 20 minutes. I booked it all together, called Gloria, got the jet, rented out Madison Square Garden for the karaoke. You see, so I love it because I have a team and we come up with really cool stuff.
Yeah.
For people to have fun. So that's part of like what I like. It's very creative. Then I started working with all these famous actors. So I got to know the directors and the producers and all the agents and the managers, the head of CAA, the head of WME, WUTA. So I make a phone call. But most of the people, when they come to me now, Mike, I want to make a movie. So I formed a production company over 20 years ago. I did a movie with Susan Sarandon, Sharon Stone, Peter Savino, Quentin M., Mothers and Daughters. I just recently did a movie with John Turturro and Orlando Bloom, boxing movie called The Cut. Then I just finished an action movie in London with Clive Owen, Daisy Ridley, with Martin Campbell, who directed the most highest growing box office action films, the James Bond movies. Yes. So then I have a Woody Harrelson movie I'm going to be producing. We start shooting that, I think, on the 4th of April out here in L.A. So I'm not the physical producer on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the person that raises the money for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit back and see the dailies, but I never have to be there on the set because I got too many other things to do. So I love filmmaking because my major in college was film communications. I actually wanted to be a producer. So it's kind of funny. I went full circle. So I have the television and production company, and then I have the celebrity concierge service, and I have the Operation Fitness, which does the podcast. I do a lot of mentoring for the inner city kids. Every 3 months, I do a mentor program for all these teens and tweens, like the Boys and Girls Club and some other foundations. So I give back to to the community. Jacqueline was my mentor. Elaine, it's her 98th birthday today, so happy birthday, Elaine. And Jack had put me on this path. Otherwise, I'd probably be some overweight landscaper like my dad with about 5 kids. And no hair on my head, you know? And I wouldn't be ripped.
Well, speaking of hats.
Yeah, speaking of ripped, this is your 68th birthday there.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
That was
proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, well, you know that, and I got this hat from Slides, the Rocky hat, you know. So, and then I just got a friend of mine from Chicago. He sent me a gift. It's this really cool Brixton hat. So I'm going to start wearing that on my podcast to switch it up. Because now I'm getting all these people sending me hats. I'm like, okay. I got people sending me all kinds of props at my front door. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Sacks of boxes, people are sending me shit to try, you know.
Yeah,
and I try everything because I want to make sure that if I'm gonna tell anybody about it, I'm gonna make sure it works first.
You're gonna wear one like Har?
You can't buy me. You're not gonna write me a check and say, hey, just put your name on it. No, I gotta know this shit works, and that's what I do in my podcast. I bring on people and I tell them, look, you say this is what the product does. Okay, I'm gonna come see you, and then I'm gonna bring you back. After 30, 60 days, I'm going to tell everybody exactly what I felt, good, bad, or ugly. And I'm having fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, with hats, with Har-Haris, would you wear one of those?
I wouldn't go that far. You know, it's funny. You know, he's a wonderful human being.
He seems
being.
Like a Him, great dude.
He is a really good dude. Really great dude, but what's so funny is, he says to me, you know, Sunday we're doing something really special. You know, every time I go over there, it's either the stem cell ultrasound or this red light or deep tissue massage or hyperbaric. So I figure, hey, it's going to be another funful Sunday of doing some cool shit. So his wife calls me over and she goes, yeah, go in that room. And it was like, I don't know, like 30 people there, you know? And they're all like just sitting there quietly. And there was a little platform. And then Har-Hari comes in with his wife and they sit down, they cross their legs, and you know, and they start like hum. I'm like, oh shit, what the fuck's going on? I thought I was gonna jump on hyperbaric, the EMS, the red bed. You know, he goes, No, we're gonna meditate. I go, meditate? I'm Italian, we don't meditate. We drink wine and we eat good food. That's how we get a mind off of shit. And we always sit around the porch and talk about life.
Right.
It's like, I'll do it. So all of a sudden they're saying, okay, you got to do this thing like this. Hum, and then close your eyes, you know? And I'm sitting there going, oh, shit. How long do I have to be here doing this shit? You know, I'm going, what am I doing? I'm watching all these people doing it. They go, what the hell? So for an hour and a half, I did nothing.
Oh, my God.
You know? And I did it. And I said, shit. I did this for 2 hours. That's how much I respect him. I did it.
But I was about to say, that's showing respect because you have more patience than I would have.
I got to tell you something. It was really nice. Don't ask me ever to do it. I told him, don't ask me to do that yet. Because I wanted to say, I did meditate.
Right.
And it was beautiful. People, I could see that it was a beautiful thing. But I'm just a different animal. You know what I mean? That's not something that I can do. I'm not into that sitting there with my legs crossed and, you know, just humming for a couple hours. It's not me, but I certainly can respect it and know that works for some people. But for me, I just prefer the way I relax and the things I choose to do. If I want to relax, I get in my Ducati and drive up to Malibu and, you know, on the beautiful beach side and have a fun time, have a beautiful woman on the back of my bike. Hey, that to me is the best therapy of life.
I'm about to say that if that doesn't relax you, what does, right?
I'm a 68-year-old guy that acts like a 18-year-old kid sometimes, but that's what keeps me, you know, positive and healthy and, you know, feeling good. And that's why, you know, when I work with all these celebrities, you know, I laugh, you know, these guys on these girls on Instagram say they're a celebrity trainer. So when I meet them, I go, who did you train? Well, I'm a celebrity on Instagram. What celebrities? I don't have any celebrities I've ever advised or did a workout for. And with me, it's like the Dead Sea Scroll. I could list the Rodney Dangerfield, the Sinbad, the Nicole Kidman, Keith Urban, Pacino. I mean, I could go on forever.
Speaking of one name, Mike, I saw this yesterday. You trained Stevie Van Zandt. I've known Stevie since I was 15 years old.
Yeah, no, he was starting to get a little heavy.
Yeah, he was. You know, his mom used to work with my mom.
He's like an animal. We go out to eat. I was like, but Stevie, what are you doing? Yeah. And then Jimmy and I were very dear friends, and just the whole cast. It saddens me.
Good people.
But good times though. It was really good times, man. And but that's what I love about it, is everybody I work with, I work with them because they enjoy my style of training. Like Rodney Dangerfield said to me, Mikey, it's your style of training is why you're the only trainer that I never fired. I would fire trainers after one workout because I didn't like the way they are. Like, when I was working with Rodney Dangerfield, the first time I met him, I was like ready to train him, and I walk into his beautiful penthouse, and he's there sitting with the boxers on and the flip-flops and the faded blue robe with ketchup stains and egg stains on it, and he had a long ash and a cigarette, and he's saying, hey, Mike, sit down. And then I said, oh, okay. He goes, here, tell me what you think of these jokes. And what he did for 20 minutes, that was his warm-up, before the workout. He's running jokes by me. And it's so funny. I just, and later on I had asked him, I said, Rodney, what makes a joke so funny? He said, it isn't the joke. It's how you deliver it.
How you deliver it.
Yeah. And that's why he said he loved working with me, because my style of delivering instruction was entertaining, because I'm like a storyteller. So whenever I'm training, it's so funny. Whenever I'm training a celebrity, they're like, hey, what was it like to train Al Pacino? Then Al Pacino, what was it like when you're training Matt Damon? So it's kind of fun. What was it like? Nina was so funny one time. I was training Kevin Spacey for American Beauty, but I was also training Joe Schumacher when he was directing Batman Forever.
Yep, Batman.
So then I had a set schedule with Joel. I had a set schedule where I had a beautiful trailer I had built out, so it would go everywhere we go when we were shooting with Kevin. And one day, Joel comes up and he said, Mike, I need you to train me at a different time. I said, well, Joel, I'm training Kevin Spacey. He goes, well, who's more important? So I had a few of those things come up.
Yeah.
I'd be very diplomatic,
Yeah.
But otherwise, everybody I worked with was lovely, so much fun to work with. And I liked the different challenges, and not everybody had the same goal in mind. Al just wanted to feel good and not hurt himself, because when he was doing Heat with De Niro, he had that scene when he's running in front of the bank.
Mm-hmm.
He tore his hamstring, one leg, off the bone. And they had to shut down production for like 5 weeks.
Well,
we just lost Mike.
There he is.
I'll be cutting in and out, Mike.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
There he is. There we go.
So he said, I'm doing this movie with Robin Williams. I have to run through this wooded area.
Oh, yeah. Insomnia.
And I don't want to tear another hamstring or hurt myself. Plus, I want to be able to dance at my daughter's wedding. He had twins, And what's so funny about that, the one with Alice? He's like, when I first went to Shutters, he had this beautiful penthouse overlooking the oceans in Santa Monica, And it's the first time I met him. And when he opened the door, there he is, he's short like me, And he had this black V-neck shirt and black belt, black dress pants, black socks, and black Nike sneakers. And I was all black like I am now. And so he goes, come on in, you want some drink, you want some to eat? I said, nah. He goes, let's go outside on the balcony. It's a beautiful day, we'll talk. I said, okay. So he goes, Beverly was telling me maybe I should consider Pilates. I go, Pilates? Al, do you know what Pilates is? He goes, no. It's like a bed with springs. And they put these straps around your ankles and they pull your head behind your head, your feet behind your head. He goes, fuck no, fuck Pilates. Goes, that's right. You're going to train like a man. You're going to lift weights. You're going to do cardio. You're going to stretch. You're going to get physically fit and healthy. He goes, you're my trainer. He said, are you Sicilian? Oh, yeah. You're my trainer.
That was it.
But it was kind of funny. He had an idea what Pilates was. And then I said, nah. So I got a line of merch coming out. It says F-U-U-C-K, Pilates, with a girl bending over, Pilates, a girl. And it says, train like a man, dot, 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 Mike Torsia. I already have 800 requests for the coffee mugs, hats, and shirts.
Oh, my God. Get
out. I did it as a goof. And I mentioned that in one talk show. I got all these orders. And I'm like, and I got to tell you something. I got all these Pilates people saying, you know what? You're right. Fuck Pilates. There's nothing like weights. You want to put on muscle? You train with weights.
Yeah, yeah.
So, of course, I'm getting the women's group going, train like a man. I go, that's right, baby. Because you train like me. Let me see if you can keep up. See, yeah. I train heavy, fast, and strong. And I don't care what kind of condition you are. They're stuck and win. Because you may have the cardiovascular condition, mm-hmm. but you're not going to have the muscle endurance. Mm-hmm. I train heavy, fast, and strong from all these years. Yeah,
tell me some of those some dumbbell sizes you were doing hammer curls with.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the thing is, you know, so when they go in a gym, they figure, yeah, this guy looks good, but let's see. And I said, listen, I'm not all show, no go. And that's why the young bucks like to train with me in the gym or just like being around me when I'm training because they go, look at this. This is how they go, Mike, when I grow up, your age, I want to look half as good as you. I go, good.
Sure.
I'm glad I'm inspiring you. Let's go. You know, a lot of times I see people on the treadmill, elliptical, they're texting, they're talking. Mm-hmm. Do yourself a favor. Go home. Because if you could talk or text, you're wasting your time. Yep. You're not challenging the heart. You're not stimulating your circulation. You're barely doing anything for the body. Go home and spend that hour doing something productive in life. Either that or pick up the pace and put the damn phone down.
Sure. Right? Yep.
But I do that because I'm saying it sincerely. And guess what? You know what? People start picking up. So funny. So when I go up, the gym that I'm at on the second floor is where they have all the cardio equipment, kind of overlooking everything. So as soon as they see me come up the stairs, I see the people like this. Then they see me and they go. And then it's so funny. Then I walk by and I turn around and you see them like this. That's awesome. But anyway, so that's sort of the crazy things that happen during the day. And we touched on before the conversation. Hey, you know, what percentage is diet? Does it start in the kitchen? You know, people are going to realize that it's like a recipe. It's every factor. It's what you put in your body. It's how much sleep you get, the quality of sleep, not just the hours, but the quality of sleep. Mm-hmm. It's also how frequent do you exercise. Also, whatever you see, you hear, you breathe, or touch affects your metabolism. That's the environment. The toxins that are in the environment could slow down your metabolism. It could affect you in a lot of negative ways. So today, it's far more than saying, hey, here's a meal plan and here's a workout program. No.
Right. No. Right.
It's everything that's in your life. How much stress do you have? How do you handle the stress? Mm-hmm. What time do you eat? It's not just important at what you eat. It's at what foods you eat at certain times, because your metabolism shifts and goes towards a slower fat burning and then the resting mode. So you want to consume the higher amount of carbohydrates and calories early in the day, because as it goes on, if you start ingesting a high carb meal like a big bowl of pasta at night, that's when it's burning at the slowest rate earlier in the day. Burn it off. You know, so I tell people it's not just what you eat, it's what time you eat it at. And if you eat with knowing these guidelines and understanding the body, also your caloric intake should be based on 72 hours. It takes 72 hours to convert food into fat or being built and developing muscle. So that 72-hour window, you could go high maybe, and then you cut food in half for 2 days to balance it out. So there's very different ways to lose weight, but it's not just the diet, it's not just the exercise, it's overall the environment you live in and making proper food choices. But most of all, you can make sure you're going to get quality sleep every single night.
And we talked about this prior, you know, in the green room. You cater to the celebrities, but you have a team of experts who will help or work with the average, you know,
civilians. Well, because I didn't want to be able to have people feel like, hey, I can't pay your celebrity fees. That's okay. That's why I have these lower tier trainers that are efficient enough to be able to help people at affordable prices. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, one time I went into this health food store, and there was this lovely woman, Hispanic woman, a little overweight, and she said, Mr. Mike, I see you here once in a while. I see you on TV once in a while with a movie star. I wish I could afford you. I really want to lose weight. And so I said, I'll tell you what. I'll help you. I'll give you a diet. She goes, but I don't have much money. I said, nah, you know what? Here's my card. I know you do temp work because I would talk to her once in a while. And I said, but maybe one day you have some big fat cat that needs my help. Why'd you do that? So I tell you what, she goes, well, can I get you something? I go, yeah, I'd like a little sparkling water, maybe. That'd be nice. So for the sparkling water, I wrote out a whole workout on a napkin, right? And I wrote out a meal plan. I spent about an hour with her. Well, sure enough, I would run into her. She's lost all the weight. She felt great. Wow. And about a year later, she calls me, Mr. Mike, and introduced me to one of the richest men in California. I ended up building gyms for his offices. And I mean, here's a woman that she truly gave back. And I just did it from the kindness of my heart. So I know that a lot of the things I do isn't for the purpose of getting something from it, but I know it's good karma. Mm-hmm. And if you do the right thing, it comes back. And that's, sure. My father used to say, do what you love, the money will come. I never did anything to make money. It was always what I really enjoyed to do. I love working with people, helping them get healthy. But I have a whole team of trainers that are not these, you know, superstar trainers. They just want to train people. So I've worked with paraplegic. I've worked with people with MS. I mean, I'm working with, you know, cancer surviving patients. I work with every type of individual coming up in my ranks as a trainer. And then I have recruited the best people that do work with people with disabilities and other things and illnesses, so they have the finest trainer. And I make sure everything is priced accordingly, because it's only right that they get paid fairly, but there's no reason why they have to get paid outrageous fees. Mm-hmm. The studio can afford it, the celebrity can afford it, but the everyday individual can't afford that.
Sure.
But I try to get them more of a brief crash program, so mm-hmm. they can be motivated to do the program, follow the program, but they can't afford to do this year round.
Right.
So with everybody who is going to watch this, where would they go to find your...
that? Well, they can go to operationfitness.com.
Okay.
And there it says contact, fill it out. And I have my team reviewing everything, and
there you go.
We can help them, you know. And if they're in a certain area, we can recommend people in their area. We'll definitely help provide information to help people. We don't neglect or, you know, ignore anybody. Everybody is contacted. So if they send in an inquiry, we make sure that it's addressed. Sometimes people just want to ask for some advice or whatever, and we mm-hmm. can give them basic advice. And then if they want something more like advanced, like virtual coaching, you know, we can arrange that too. Mm-hmm.
Tony, didn't you have that banner? You want to throw that up?
Yeah. Well, this is for Mike's Instagram page and his YouTube channel, Operation Fitness, like he just mentioned.
But I'll tell you, so Mike, when people watch my show, you know, the podcast Live Well and Thrive.
Yes.
Every day we're talking about the coolest things for building muscle, burning fat, living a better quality life, better skin, better hair, just better gut health. It's just psychological mindset. The magic of music, how it's the healing factors, how mm-hmm. it motivates you. So I bring on these interesting people like Ahari and those other people mm-hmm. that have something so wonderful to offer people. And all the biohacking things that are fantastic. They actually do work, mm-hmm. you know. So I don't want to come on and be like these Uberman or Peter Attia and some of these others where they're pitching either the pistachio nuts and these kind of protein mm-hmm. bars and that green shit that tastes disgusting.
Exactly.
You know what's so funny is Jack Lane, you know, had his juicer. And mm-hmm. I said, Jack, what I remember when you teach me as a kid, you told me never juice fruits and vegetables because you take something with such great fiber. And now you magnify it to, it's like, I think 20, 30 times the sugar level, because when you purify a vegetable or fruit, it becomes liquid sugar. Well, the value is gone. The fiber is all chewed up, and you know there's no fiber to it. So he says, "Yeah, but I got to make a living." You know?
Yeah, that's right.
But I said, "Yeah, I understood that, but right. to me, I'll never juice. I don't believe in it. I think you're just taking some beautiful piece of fruit or vegetable and making it to like soda water, like pure juice. Even the juice, the orange juice, it's all sugar. Eat an orange, eat an apple, have a strawberry."
Right.
But
right.
to purify and put into drink, is the fastest way to consume massive amounts of calories, sugar, and carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drink juice. I don't. If I want a piece of fruit in the morning, I'm going to have a piece of fruit in my breakfast. But right. I'll eat the apple. I'll right. eat the pear. I'll right. eat the strawberries or the blueberries. Get the value from it, and it's slow released. When you purify it, now it's a simple sugar. Fast release. And if you don't use it, it turns into stored energy, which is fat.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. There's no
secret.
You know, it's common sense. Just work hard and you'll achieve results. Now, to me, I'm very, very disappointed with Oprah, because she basically endorses weight loss drugs to lose weight, and that's insanity. And she's claiming that there's an imbalance with her brain, and that's why she can never lose weight. No, it's not true. I've known her for a very, very long time. I know her trainer, Bob Green, very long. You know what? It's just excuses, because she had the fallout when she endorsed the weight loss drugs. And then now she's backpedaling. Well, I weight train up. Yeah. Mm. She doesn't even have any desire to eat. She's lost a great deal of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to see all the adverse effects down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that all these other young women and men don't follow that direction, because that is a dangerous drug. It's meant for diabetic. It got approved by the FDA for weight loss only because a side effect of course was to lose weight. But you got to remember, any of those drugs, I read all the medical journals, and studies have shown for a fact, not my opinion, 40% of the weight loss from those drugs is muscle, burning up muscle tissue. You're not consuming enough calories. You're not consuming enough protein. Your body atrophies. The muscle starts deteriorating because your muscle is stored protein. Mm-hmm. Protein is from the Greek word of first importance. And if you're not consuming it, it's going to eat up the stored protein. Your fat is stored energy. But here's the problem. 40% of the weight loss is muscle. 30% of the weight loss is water. And then the other 30%, is fat. But think about it.
At what cost?
At what cost? You've got that gaunt look in their face. The women's breasts are no longer full. They're flat like a pancake. Yeah. The butt disappears because it's cannibalizing more than muscle tissue, because that's the biggest part, the thigh and the glutes and the hips. All of a sudden, their hip bones are sticking out. I've seen it all, and I got to tell you something. I've helped a lot of people get off of that crap and just build their confidence, build their self-esteem, and told them, take it slow and steady, and you'll have a healthy, long life. You'll drop the weight really fast, and one day you take your shirt off, and you see all the skin hanging, sagging, and all this beautiful muscles are atrophied. Mm-hmm. And you'll feel like you've dwindled away.
Yeah.
Also, you have no appetite. And you can't even taste food.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying to you guys earlier, I'm Italian.
Mm.
Someone will say, hey, take this. Yeah, you lose all this weight. But you won't ever be able to enjoy a nice juicy steak or a nice bowl of pasta. I'll put a gun in my mouth and blow my brains out.
Okay.
I love to eat. I love the smell when I walk in a bakery. Or I walk into an Italian restaurant, I smell the garlic and the roast chicken and the veal and all the beautiful foods and the raviolis with the gravy.
Yeah.
And not be able to enjoy it ever? What are you, crazy?
Not for me.
Listen, I don't know anybody that doesn't enjoy eating, but it's going to kill your taste buds. Sometimes it could last for a very, very long time. And some people have, till this day, said, I can't even taste anything. Mike, I just eat because I know I have to eat. I don't enjoy food. I used to love having a nice bagel with my coffee in the morning. I don't even eat it because I know I might as well not eat it because I'm not enjoying. I can't even taste it.
Right, right.
So, wow. You know what I'm saying? So those are all these things you have to take in mind. There's no shortcuts. It's hard work.
Yep.
And worth it. But once you develop a lifestyle and form healthy habits, it's like brushing teeth and combing your hair, taking a shower. You're automatic pilot. You just have to go through that 3 weeks because it takes 3 weeks, 21 days to form a good or bad habit. If you do it every day for 3 weeks, you're going to exercise every day in the morning or you're going to go for walks or whatever it may be. Then your body enjoys it and encourages you to do it because you enjoyed it.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's sorry. I think you lost me again. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, the call was coming in. That's a problem.
No, that's okay. Well, like I said, I mean, we know you said you had a limited amount of time anyway, and we promised we'd get you out of here on time. But, Mike, we couldn't thank you enough for coming on. We'd love to have you on again. There's so much more we'd love to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
No, listen, guys, I'm sorry to have a time crunch. I don't know why.
Not at all. Don't apologize.
Video back, but listen, it's been an absolute.
Oh, now you really left.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute pleasure, but I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I know you. I know Tony. This goes without saying. We would definitely love to hear more.
He's back. He's back. Hold on.
Oh, he's back.
I just want people to know that it's important to take care of your body, and don't fall prey from these fast little gimmicks, these widgets, these programs that are going to promise you.
Salesman.
That's all it is. Listen, they were doing it centuries ago. They were doing Greek and Roman time. They're still doing it, you know, and it's not worth it. Take care of your body. Don't rely on it and do not take a drug. And if you're not diabetic, don't take those drugs.
Right.
There's no reason why you need to. You're a healthy person. You're going to create so many other disorders in your life. Mm-hmm. You're going to regret it. And it's a shame.
Yeah.
Once you change your body chemistry, and it can change your body chemistry forever. It's not worth it.
Well, like we said, we thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it. Definitely would love to have you back.
Yeah, definitely. We want to hear more stories from you. Yeah. Would you come back on?
Yeah, no, I got plenty of stories. You'll laugh your ass off. I'm going to tell you something. With Sinbad, Roseanne Barr, Kimora Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, no. So I have some crazy stories being on the road with these celebrities. Nonstop.
Anytime. You're always welcome to shoot us a text or an email, and we'll love to have you back on.
Yeah, we'll get you right back on. You know, we'd love to have you right back and hear those stories. So you're always welcome. Always welcome.
I appreciate it.
And I love your podcast too. I caught two episodes, and it's very good.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your support. All right, guys, we'll have a beautiful day.
You too. We appreciate it. Take care, pal.
Bye bye.
We'll see you. He's such a nice guy.
Isn't he? Oh my God. Tony,
he's just down to earth, nice guy.
He's like, you know, just like one of us, you know. I mean, he just fits right in. You know,
old fashioned Italian. What do you expect?
You know. Hey, Goomba.
I was getting nervous because I know he said he had to go at a certain time. I didn't want to stop him and cut him off and be rude, but I wanted to make sure he got out of there. So he's right, you know, just be disciplined. I mean, I know people may be watching and saying, well, Tony, how could you say that? You know, you're obviously overweight and not in shape, you know, and I understand that, you know, that I should not be saying it like it's so easy, because it's not easy. Sometimes having the mindset to get back on the horse is tough. You know, and next time we have him on, that's definitely something we could talk about. You know, how do you change that mindset when you get to be over 50 and the testosterone has changed so much that you don't feel energized anymore and you want to get back on the horse and get back in shape and, you know, be fit.
Tony, you know, as well as I do is, you know, like you just said, with the amount of the testosterone, the energy levels, you know, we put in a full day's work. We're pretty tired when we get home.
Now, yeah. You know, and I'm not to say that Mike doesn't work hard all day long. I mean, obviously.
He is paid to do this. This is his job.
Exactly. It is a little different when it is your job, but he's right. You know, if you take care of yourself, number one, and what goes in your body is what matters. And, even if you focus on training just a little bit each day, it'll, and to build up the habit again, you know, like you said, you're not increasing the heart rate by texting.
No.
You know, it can be done. It takes discipline. It takes hard work. And it sometimes takes a, you know, it's a little reset to get back on the horse. And I tell you, he had me hyped up talking about it. I mean, it's maybe get us over the hump.
Yeah. Good swift kick in the ass always helps too.
Sometimes that's all it takes. But yeah, I would love to hear more stories. I mean, like you said, he's trained Matt Damon and Al Pacino and Kim Cattrall and Lionel Richie and Roddy Dangerfield, Stevie Van Zandt. He did say he was training Sly at one point. I know he worked out and trained with Arnold way back in the 70s. So I would love to hear more of those stories about those days.
Wealth of knowledge.
Wealth of knowledge and connections. I mean, hey, I want to karaoke with Gloria Estefan at the Garden. Get on my private jet.
Yeah, right.
Mike, come on, buddy. We want to go have lunch with Sly over in West Palm. All right, I'll meet you over there.
Yeah. Can you make that happen?
Jeez.
For a couple of underprivileged folks, guys over here.
Charity work.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. That was something else. That was a lot of fun. And it was a little, I don't, you know, like we said, we've been saying, we have a lot of surprises coming up. We have some special guests coming up. So this is fun. It's getting good. It's getting good. We have a lot more to come.
I like where this is headed and where it's going. And
yeah,
you know what though, Tony, I got to tell you, the more we meet these, I want to say famous, you know, people, celebrities, you know, whether it's John, Robert, Mike, you know, Bill, you know, and the ones we've had, they're all so down to earth and nice.
Well, that's the thing, you know, way back when in my younger years, when I was bartending and I had bartended at places, a couple places in my life for years where a large amount of celebrities or CEOs or sports figures or, you know, whatever their fame was would come in. And I found that if you're just yourself, like we are, and you're just chatting with them and you're not, you know, squeamish fanboy, they're just going to treat you like that. And if they're just a down to earth good person, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've dealt with Joan Rivers, who had the reputation for being a queen bitch, and she was one of the most down to earth, coolest people, who was funny as hell, understanding as hell. And
who is that again? Because
Joan Rivers. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she had the reputation that she was a major bitch.
No kidding.
And she was, you know, you just talk to these people like we're talking to Mike. We know Mike's, you know, they don't have Rolodex anymore, but Mike's Rolodex is filled with celebrities that, you know, would boggle the mind.
Probably just, like the old phone books.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So super nice, man. Great guy. Glad we got to meet him. He's one of our followers. He's been following us for a while now. Him and I were on the phone yesterday and talking about coming on and finally setting it up. So yeah, we got some good surprises coming up. We've been taking care of our end as far as giving the surprises that we said are coming. So this is exciting. I'm glad.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty, my friend. Well, another week on the books. This is episode, this is 89, I think so.
89. Man, time flies when you're having fun.
I'm telling you. We only got 11 more to 100. The countdown to 100. I think the 100 is going to fall on Sly's birthday.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think it falls the first week in July. Not on his birthday, but the first week in July.
Okay. All right.
So we'll have to plan something special for Sly. We'll see. Yeah. All righty, my friend. Well, we'll regroup again next week and hope everybody enjoyed. Throw some questions down the bottom for Mike if you had any fitness questions or health questions. You know, maybe we could pass it along to him or go watch his podcast. Let me put that up there again for him, for his info. His Instagram is Mike Torsha. YouTube is at Operation Fitness. Here's the YouTube channel, Live Well and Thrive.
He looks like the Punisher right there.
Yeah, didn't he? Like the Terminator or something, right? Yeah. Let me get rid of that. And there's his link tree. He's on Spotify and YouTube and I mean, every major broadcast is out there. But great to have him on. Thank him again. He's always welcome back. And we'll see everybody next week.
Yes.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
See you guys. You too.